Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. You know, many couples today don't think that getting married is really the best choice for them. They believe that living together is a better, safer, and less painful alternative. The number of cohabitating couples is exploding. And they're wrong. This is another lie from the enemy, the devil, who is constantly trying to trick you out of receiving God's treats for your life. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we're in the middle of a series centering in on the lies of the devil during this Halloween season. And we've talked about two of the devil's favorite lies, the first being leading us to believe that he doesn't exist. And the second lie is that God does not love us and is trying to keep us from the best life possible. So if you missed those two broadcasts, feel free to go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and have a listen. Well, Bruce, how and why is this idea of cohabitation a lie from the devil?
Well, that's a great question, Cap. It's a lie because it ignores the God-given basis for marriage, and that's the unbreakable commitment between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Cohabitation is about convenience, not commitment. It's based on selfishness, not selflessness.
That's a catchy phrase, Bruce. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what that means?
Sure. Cohabitation, through the devil, tricks couples into think that they're having an intimate marriage-like relationship where no strings are attached, and they're not ready or willing to pay the price of an unconditional commitment needed to build the type of marital relationship that God's intended for them to enjoy. So, you know, Cap, a couple can have a totally committed relationship when they're only half in. You know, many of these couples are afraid of long-term commitment for a variety of reasons.
And what are some of those reasons?
Well, I think one of the first ones is that they have been wounded from their parents' failed marriages and divorces, and they're afraid that, you know, if they enter into a relationship, there's going to be the pain of divorce in their life and the devastation that was on them upon children, maybe on their children. So, or if they've married before and divorced, they just have been there, done that, and don't want to do it again.
So in essence, they're assuming that breaking up as a cohabitating couple is a little less painful than a divorce.
That's a profound insight, Cap. Yeah, that, and again, that's the devil's lie. He's shouting, God's way isn't the best way. Living together is commitment-free and pain-free. But, you know, not only is that biblically wrong, but when it comes to cohabitation, the secular data suggests that cohabitating couples disrupt, or their equivalent of a divorce, at a higher rate than couples who are legally married. And, you know, if they think the pain is any less, they're fooling themselves, and it may even be worse because the partners don't have any legal rights.
Well, Bruce, I was thinking, what happens with the children here?
Well, women and children, Cap, are the biggest losers. They're the most vulnerable because they have few, if any, legal rights because they have not been legally married. So, again, the data shows that kids born into a cohabitating relationship are at greater risk of all forms of abuse, emotional, verbal, and physical, and than the kids who aren't. And, you know, in reality, the pain that these couples are hoping to avoid for themselves as a couple and for their children, in reality, is probably going to be worse or even more severe than what they expected. Again, the devil, our enemy, is a murderer, a liar seeking to destroy.
And what is another reason that couples cohabitate?
Well, I think one of the other powerful reasons is because they're not sure that they are, you know, the person that they are currently feeling in love with is the right person for them. You know, they want to take a test drive, see if we're compatible. So they play house, they see how it's going, and they want all the privileges and rights of marriage without any of the commitment and work of marriage. And again, that's not God's plan. And they're somehow scared to death that this legally binding contract is a very negative binding thing. So, again, it's an arrangement. The lie is it's an arrangement based on self-preservation, not self-sacrifice. And that's a recipe for disaster in any relationship. And I want to say, Cap, even for couples who decide to legally marry, there's no place for selfishness in a relationship.
Right.
God's word says to each of us as marriage partners that we should leave all others and cleave for our dear lives to one another to become one flesh. And, you know, we don't do that out of selfishness. We do it out of selflessness. And Paul tells us in Philippians 2 to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but treat others as more important than themselves.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And if you have any other questions about cohabitation, feel free to contact us through our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Well, thanks for listening. And until next week, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.